Baptist Demetria is a dedicated prophet of Jesus Christ, bringing you intellectually stimulating Bible-based thought designed to help you achieve the highest quality of life possible. And now, your host of Authority Grace, Prophetess Demetria.
Welcome, welcome. Praise God. I thank you for joining us today. I am Prophetess Demetria, and I'm here to stir up the gift in you. I am also here to enlighten you. Hallelujah. I know I have some listeners out there cheering me on, and I want to, you can't see me, but I'm raising my hand. Hey, doing the fist pump. Praise God. I'm so glad you're here. I want to enlighten you. I want you to leave away from this radio broadcast totally inspired by the Holy Ghost. Amen. I am excited about what God is doing in this hour. I'm all over the place a little bit, kind of, because there's so much going on. You know, when we were here last, we were talking about faith and about how when Paul was talking to Timothy, and he was talking to him with a sincere heart, and how he was sharing with him to be sincere in an unqualifying time, meaning that, you know, the faith that we have that he was talking about was that unqualified faith, right? Because it wasn't natural. Faith is not the natural. Faith is when we're going against the grain of nature. Amen. Do I have anybody out there talking back to me? Amen. Amen. So I been studying on faith. I've had to walk by faith. I've had to stand when I couldn't see my way. Amen. I had to stand and trust God, believe God, and know that He was going to move in every area of my life. And I know there's some out there that are listening to me that are walking that walk even now. You're trusting and believing God to carry you through. You're trusting and believing God for healings. Amen. You're trusting and believing God to make the next step. Amen. And so you're waiting to hear His voice, and the voice of a stranger you're not going to follow. What is the voice of a stranger? A voice of a stranger is that one that, you know, it say, oh, well, you don't really have to do that, or nah, don't wait. Go ahead. Step out. You know, you got to help God. That's that voice of a stranger, that listening to that voice that wants you to compromise. Amen. But there's no compromise in this. I want to say that to you, listeners, that there's no compromise. I thank you so much for understanding that there's no compromise. I want to say welcome to Anna. I know you're out there. Praise God. Welcome, welcome. And so what I'm doing today is stirring up the gift. That's my assignment today, is to stir up the gift of God that is on the inside of you. And the way that I'm going to stir up the gift in you is I'm going to speak into your life the word of God, His oracles, amen, and speaking into your ear gate. Because, see, when it gets in your ear gate and then you begin to repeat it, that means that you're trusting God. Amen. You're believing God. And so as you're speaking it and putting it back into your ear gate, as you speak it out loud, it bounces back to you. And then you can hear it. And then as you begin to keep hearing it, you start getting stirred up. You start believing it. And then what happens is you operate in it. I know that's what works for me, by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Trusting and believing His word and speaking into my own life is encouraging myself. Amen. Stirring up that fire that's on the inside of us. See, because there's a fire. When you have the Holy Ghost, that's a fire on the inside of you that makes you really want to give out. Amen. You want to give out. You can't hold it and keep it to yourself. You want to tell somebody. Amen. You want to speak what God is saying to you. Amen. And what you believe. Amen. He said, because God did not give us a spirit of fear. Amen. Mm. What is fear? Speak on fear for a little while, Anna.
Fear can be dangerous. Fear can be crippling. Fear can take you down. See, but when you have the word of God and you know he lives within you, you take that fear down.
Amen.
Amen. Wrestle it down. You stomp it down and say, you speak God's word. Say, I believe God. And God's not a man that he should ever lie.
Amen.
And you could have been serving the Lord all your life, but that fear, it creeps in. That fear, he creeps right in there when you least expect it, when you're going on your everyday normal life, there comes fear out of nowhere, and you're like, and all of a sudden you have this fear, and you're like, no. Every day you got to remind yourself, I believe God. I believe God. I trust God. You give fear no foothold in your life. No stronghold in your life. You cast it down.
Amen.
And you have to remind yourself daily. I trust God. I believe God. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter what the doctors say. Doesn't matter what the finances say. I believe God. I believe God.
Amen. And when we say that he haven't given us a spirit of fear, that means that we're not cowards. Amen. I want to get that word in. That was a good word, Anna. I want to get that word in about coward. We're not cowards. You know, people have a tendency to believe that when they come in line with a Christian and when they meet up with Christians, that we're cowards, that we're timid. But you know, we are not cowards. We are not timid. Mm-hmm. We trust God. And you know, sometimes you have to say, don't let the smooth taste fool you. You understand what I'm saying? Because sometimes people talk crazy and talk out loud. Well, you don't have to believe God. Where's your God now? When you get in some challenges, you know, people have a tendency to say, well, where's your God now? I tell them he's right here with me, walking me through it. When I'm walking through the fire, I will not get burned. Right. If I have to walk through some water, I will not drown. That water will not overtake me. Amen. And so we're not timid. Don't get it twisted. We are not cowards. Amen. We are men and women of God. We trust God all the way. And we are Holy Ghost filled, water baptized. And we believe every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen.
Amen.
For God has not given us the spirit of cowardness. He has given us a spirit of power. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
The power to love, the power to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Amen. He has given us that calmness when the storm is going on and people say, oh, did you get under the bed? Did you feel that? No, I didn't feel it. I'm praising God. I'm believing God that I'm winning.
Right.
Amen. He's got me. The storm comes. That sea, it could be raging. Amen. The sea could be raging. Mm-hmm. But you know when you're covered and kept by God, nothing moves you. Amen. That storm is going on in your life, and you just stay calm. Amen.
That's why it's important to stay in his word.
That's right. And his word keeps us balanced. Amen.
Yes.
Keeps us with the mind of Christ, which is balanced.
Yes,
speak
Lord.
On it.
Yes, Lord.
That's right. We have self-control.
And we need to stay prepared.
Amen. We have self-control.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Challenges will come. Challenges will come.
Yes. Yes,
that,
they do.
More faith is built. More faith is built.
Yes.
He takes us from place to place and grace to grace.
Amen. That's right.
He takes us
through. That's right. He carries us through it. Hallelujah. He carries us through it. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
and his grace
Lord.
His grace is sufficient for us as we're going through. We're walking through. And that's what it means when we say we're going through. Keep in mind, we're not saying we're stopping here. No, we're going through. I'm just passing through this challenge. Amen. I'm on my way to victory. Because we go from victory to victory. Amen. So when I leave this victory, I'm on my way to the next victory because I am victorious. Amen.
And we're blessed when we have good, godly brothers and sisters around us to pick us
Amen.
Up, not to judge us, to pick us up, because we've all been through it. We've all been through it, but it's such a gift of God, from God. Like he placed you in my life. That was a gift from God.
Yes.
And we lift
yes.
each other up. See, people want to do this alone. We can't do it alone. We need each other.
Amen.
There's nothing
have
wrong
to have
with that. You know,
yes.
you know, and there's things that we go through, the world ain't ever going to understand it because they're of the world.
That's right.
You know, they're never going to get it because they're of the world. You can't share yourself with people of the world. And in fact, sometimes what's sad, you can't share yourself with a lot of people because they ain't really for you.
That's right. Amen. They don't have your best interests at hand. You're right.
No.
They don't have your best interests at hand. And if they do not have your best interests at hand, they cannot encourage you and take you to the next level and walk with you to go through to the next level.
Right.
Amen.
It's like, for me, I want that we all make it. And we all going to make it because he won. He took that 2,000 years ago. So we already won. We already won. We're winners.
Amen.
It was a fixed fight. The Lord already
Yes,
that
we
fight.
Win.
We win. We win because we won because he took it 2,000 years ago on that cross.
Amen. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Keep on going. It's about winning souls. It's about bringing people to Christ. People are dying every day, and sad to say, they're going to hell. Sad to say. And it's us that got to step up. It's us that got to just go beyond the four walls.
Yes, we do. We have to step outside of the four walls and minister to God's people. How do we minister to them? We minister through them, allowing them to see our lives. They see Christ in us. Amen. And that's why we walk the walk. Amen. And then we talk what we believe. Amen.
That's right.
We walk in what we believe. And our light shine. He said, I'll be a light unto your pathway, a lamp unto your feet. And so if we are light in that dark place, amen, sometimes we're the only church people see. We're the only one. So we have to let God's light shine through us.
Right.
And by faith, we believe that.
Amen.
Amen. We walk in love.
They
we
don't
walk
understand.
In peace.
How are you smiling? How are you joyful? That's all God.
Yes,
that's
him.
All his grace.
Yes,
that's
him.
All his mercy.
Yes, because we
that
have his
joy,
personality.
That shine, that smile. Yes.
Right. We have his personality. And his personality is Christ-like, and it shines through us by the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
The Holy
joy.
Ghost. He said, when Jesus was leaving, he said, I'm a go. I have to go. But I'm not going to leave you comfortless. Amen.
Yes.
Who is the comforter? The Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
He
yes.
did not leave us comfortless. And we can totally stand and believe God.
Mm. Yes, Lord.
Amen. We believe God. We believe
Amen.
Every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. How do we know that we're persuaded? Because we live this life. Amen.
Yes.
We live this life. We stand. We stand.
Yes.
We don't buckle. Like that word said, we're not cowards. We stand and fight through with tears. Yeah. We fight with tears. Amen. When the distractions come, you get an assignment. I dare you to get an assignment and answer that assignment. When you get that assignment, you start getting the position of answering that assignment. The challenges are going to come.
Yep.
But he said, when you've done all to stand therefore. Amen. Just keep on standing. Keep on standing because God has given you the power and the wisdom to go through, to trust him. Trust and obey. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited about God. I'm excited
yes.
about what he's doing.
Yes.
how he's moving
he's
in the
moving
mighty
mighty.
Name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. Praise
hallelujah.
You, Lord, because you're worthy
hallelujah.
To be praised.
He is so worthy to be praised. Amen. When
Amen.
The distractions come, you lean on him. Amen.
Yes.
You lean in. You press in.
Mm.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I have learned to press in. And when the challenges come, I just press in. There was a time when I didn't press in. I would cry, have my tantrums, and say, you know what, where is God? Where are you, Lord? But you know what? If you lay out on your face, stretch forth toward Jesus, amen, and you listen for his voice, and he'll lead you and guide you through.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, he'll lead and guide you through. He'll take you through it. Trust and obey him. And don't move to the left. Don't move to the right. If he don't tell you to move, stand still. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know I shared with you all on the last time we were on, I think it was the third, and I was sharing with you that Anna and her husband are street prophets, and they go and minister the streets to the people in the streets, the homeless, the people that are in second chance positions in life. And talk about that a little bit, Anna. Tell us a little bit about, give us a little bit about what you and Javier do there.
Basically, we go for our prayer walks. We call it our prayer walk. And we kid you not, every time he sends us out, it'll be a tug. It'll be tugging on me, and it'll be tugging on my husband. He's like, we got to go. We got to go. I'm like, yep, we got to go. And we'll go to a park. We've even gone to cemeteries, which nobody would like. Everything is creepy to go to cemeteries. But guess where? Who's at the cemetery? The people that are mourning are the ones that are not here anymore. Okay? They need prayer. They need guidance. They need Jesus. Okay? So one time we said, okay, well, we're going to go this today. So we ended up, well, he goes, well, we're not going to go in the cemetery. We're going to just go straight through. And I'm like, honey, I'm feeling a tugging. He's like, okay, we're gonna keep going straight. And we went straight, and all of a sudden we see a guy on the floor crying. And I'm like, oh, it's right there. See, it's the Holy Ghost leading you. The Holy Ghost will lead you where he needs you. And it might sound strange to everybody else, but you must be obedient to what he's telling you to do. Because everybody's call is different. We all have a call, but it's not all the same. But it's the same Christ that we serve.
Amen.
People find it strange, but hey, you have to do what he's asking you to do. It's the call in your life. It's not going to make sense. It's not supposed to make sense to everybody else.
Amen.
So we go there. The guy just lost his son. He was in a motorcycle accident, and he was crying. And we went there, and we just prayed over him. And he just like, where you guys come from? And it was hard to explain. Well, the Lord led us here. You know, it's hard to explain. Well, what church do you go? We're like, we're the church.
That's right. And that's what I was saying. Sometimes you are the only church that people are going to see when you go out and minister to his people out there on the highways and the byways. You are the only church that some people are going to see because they don't feel worthy enough to step into the church. Amen. And so that's the reason why he has that gift on the inside of you to be able to go out there and minister to the people outside of the church building, the people
outside.
That are not sitting on the pews.
He took us
Amen.
Out of the 4 years ago. Yes.
Yes,
4 years
right.
ago, he took us out. He goes, no, I don't need you in here no more. Go out. And we go out as much as we can, when we can. And it's like, even if we're going to a grocery store, we're always seeking, does that person need prayer? Last week, we prayed for a girl at the Family Dollar. We just said, do you need prayer? She said, yes. And she jumped over the cash register. She came all the way around so we could pray over her. And we laid hands on her. And she was just like, see, this is what we have to do. You know, if they say no, they don't want prayer, fine. But you know how many have said yes?
Amen.
Hundreds. Yes, I need prayer. Yes, yes. And you're like, because they're not going, a lot of times they're not going in the church. A lot of times the devil lies to them so much that they're not worthy.
Correct.
So what do?
Correct.
We get them on the spot. We get them on the spot. Yes, you're worthy. Yes, you're worthy. On the spot,
yes.
At the job, wherever he tells us to go, with the park. We prayed for so many people at the park.
Yes.
It's just when he gives you that strength and that power that he gives you to do. Because you can't do it on your own.
You can't do it on your own. But you know what I want to say right there? Is that part right there. When you step outside of your comfort zone, it's a new anointing that comes upon you for where you are. You see, when you step outside of your prayer room, you step outside of your comfort zone. I'm going to call it a comfort zone. When you step outside of the comfort zone and you go into that chamber where God has sent you out there in the highways and byways, listen, there's a new anointing that comes upon you. You're anointed to minister to the people outside, to the people that don't want to come inside. There's a special gifting. There's a special anointing to be able to minister to the people on the side of the road, the people in the parks. Amen? It's a fire. It's a fire that stirs up in you by the Holy Ghost.
Glory to God.
To allow you to minister to God.
Glory to God.
Go out there. I praise God for you, Anna, for you and Javier out there. Winning souls for Jesus. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else out there that would like to give their testimony about how they're ministering to God's people and how they're making a change in others' lives? Amen. You're more than welcome to tune in and to give us your testimony. We know that there is balance that comes with the Holy Ghost. When you have to step out and do what God have called you to do, we know there's a balance that comes with that. Amen. There's a balance that comes with the being obedient to what God have called you to do. You can't go out there and just wild out, you know, because that's not wisdom, because these people are watching you. Amen.
Right.
So you know that they're watching you. So what happens? The word of God balances you when you take them through. I was studying over in 2 Timothy, the first chapter, and it talks about being balanced and how your balance is with wisdom from above. Amen. God's wisdom and his understanding, it balances you. Proverbs 5, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 talks about in all thine getting, get an understanding. And you want to get understanding and wisdom and knowledge from above. It comes by from the Holy Ghost. Amen? And we love God. We love God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I know distractions come. Amen. But there are times when those distractions come. We have to turn a deaf ear to the distraction. We have to turn close our eyes and just say, you know what? I'm not going to receive it in my eye gate. I'm not going to receive it in my ear gate. This is a distraction. And I know that this distraction is coming to take me off of the path. Amen. But we're
That's
not
right.
going to allow it to take us off the path. And if you've ever been distracted and if you've ever been taken off the path and you're in the sound of my voice, you know what I'm talking about. You know that it's easily when you say, I'm getting ready to do this for the Lord. I'm going to step out on faith. And listen, when you get ready to say, I'm going to sit here, I'm going to focus, I'm going to do what God told me to do, and you get all wrapped up and ready to go, and a distraction pops up. Amen.
Amen.
And that thing, when it pops up, let me tell you, welcome, Xandra. When a distraction pops up, it is something else for you to be able to stay focused. You have to really have a made up mind. You really have to be prayed at and have a full relationship with God that distraction does not take you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I see Sister Zandra has joined us. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Bless you, sister.
Glory to God.
And bless you. Bless you.
You
bless
have to agree with everything that's already being said because it is so true, because the word says we are taken to the slaughter daily and we must be ready and armed.
Amen. Yes. Amen. You have to be armed and ready.
Armed
Amen.
At all times. Yes.
Yes.
At all times.
Yes. Have to stay girded up. Say, hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You, Jesus.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah. And we know when I've had a lot of experience with the distractions. When you want to get in the Word and you're trying to finish your book or you're trying to finish certain little things, and then it's just little distractions that come in. And you know, remember mm-hmm. they're the little foxes, they come in to destroy mm-hmm. the vine. And mm-hmm. I always would hear that as a little girl. I would hear my grandmother say, yes, the little foxes that come in and destroy the vine. And I was like, I wonder where she get that from. And so I began to get in that word and I studied that word. And the reason why the little foxes were able to destroy the vine, because they were down low. And they were down mm-hmm. low in the dirt, mm-hmm. near the root of the vine. Mm-hmm. And they could Damn. Chew and nibble at it. And that's the same way the enemy mm-hmm. do us. He try to get in, and he can't get in us, so he comes around to nibble at little things to distract us, amen, and take us off of mm-hmm. our focus, amen. And yeah. then we have to learn in prayer, in supplication, is where you get this learning in the Word of God that I'm not going to be distracted. I won't look back. I won't look to the left. I won't look to the right. But I'm going to stay focused. Amen.
Yes.
I'm staying focused on what God Amen. Called me to do. Amen.
Amen.
If He called you and said that this is who you are, be that in the name of Jesus. And don't allow the distractions to come in. Don't allow the voices to come in and say, no, you can't. This and that. No, God called you. Do that thing. Don't look for validation from man.
Amen.
See, don't Amen. Look for the validation from man. You trust what God have told you. And
right.
be who He called you to be by the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
If you have to you lay know. On your face and seek Him and hear His voice. Amen.
Right.
Glory
right.
to God. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen. Yes. Yes. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes. 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 We praise God
and
today.
And let me add something real quick. Like, you know, even though me and my husband know we're called from God, it was the people that called us prophets. And we were like, and we just, you know, they're the ones. Hey, prophet. They called us prophets. But that was God revealing it to them.
Amen.
You know, because there's a lot of people out here, I'm a prophet. Everybody can say that all day. But people know the truth. They identify
yes.
the truth.
Yes, yes. They can see the Holy Ghost in you. They know
yes.
who belongs to Him. Hallelujah.
And we don't worry about
Amen.
Titles.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
That's who we are.
Amen.
That's who we are.
Amen.
Amen.
We
can't
run from
it.
That's who we are.
We cannot run. We cannot run. Mm-hmm. We cannot hide. Hallelujah.
God, embrace it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Yes, and we believe
not
in great grace.
Anyway, it's all for His glory. It's what
yes, it is. It's for His
to
glory.
Fulfill that assignment.
Yes,
come
it's
on.
For His yeah. glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's
yes.
for His glory.
So He can be seen in the earth. So He can be
That's,
seen in the earth.
Amen.
So that people know
amen.
He takes care of His own. He takes
yes.
care of His own. And we
yes.
are His.
Yes,
Amen.
Yes, and we're in
Amen.
His hand. No man can pluck us out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank
Praise
you.
God. We thank
it
you for your great
grace. It reminds me sometime of prophet of when he told Gideon to, when they were going to war and he had the 300, was it 300,000?
Mm-hmm,
with
mm-hmm.
the 30,000. But anyway, he broke mm-hmm. it down, and he broke it down to the 3,000. He broke it down, I believe, 300. And the
Kept
way he did it, he said, because he said, pay attention to the one that are lapping
like dogs.
And watching. Yeah, and yes. But watching at the same time.
That's right.
And that's what he reminded me of when you were sharing it. He keeps reminding me of that. He's calling those out who are willing to do it that way. And he's not, you know, he's not discarding the ones who's just not looking. It's just that he broke it down because he knew that those who are watching and drinking are aware and know when to take authority, when to move, when not to move. And
amen.
If they are learning these things, he knows who they are, too. It's not that, and the Holy Spirit explained that he said, it's not that he's discarding them. It's just that the ones that are the 300, they were focused. They were focused.
Right.
And they recognized this. And it's something else he said. They understood about the spirit realm, too. Mm-hmm. Something they understood about the spirit realm that we are still kind of trying to catch up with. But they understood those. Because when the 3,000 was there, he sent them home. He sent the ones home that were just drinking and wasn't watching.
Right, because it's just like us. Who wants to be around? You know, when we were out there in that world, I don't want to be around nobody that don't have my back.
Right.
You sitting over in the corner, you eating, feeding your faith, and you can't even see what I'm doing. And that's the same way I am in the world. You tell me you're an intercessor and you praying, an intercessor, that means you're a watchman. Amen? You're a watchman on the wall.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. You drinking and, like he said, lapping and watching at the same time. And that's the way dogs do. A real guard dog, if you watch him, he laps and he looks. And I tell you who else does.
And he'll growl at you, too, if you get too close.
The tiger, when he's lapping, he's looking.
Growl.
He's looking and watching his surroundings. That's right.
Right.
And that's what we're supposed to do.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Come on. I know about that word. Come on there.
Yeah. My grandson has a funny thing that he doesn't even realize he gave me, and he doesn't even know it's spiritual. He calls me the gatekeeper.
That's it. Come on. That's what the gatekeeper does.
I can hear him coming in. I can hear him when he's in the back, and he's like, and I'll tell my husband right away, oh, yeah, you know, our grandson's here, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, so then he tells my grandson come in, he goes, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I know you were here. He goes, yeah, I know you're watching. He goes, you're a gatekeeper. I go, yes, I am.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And that's what watchmen do. We don't sleep as mere men. Amen.
No.
Meaning, like,
we're
don't sleep,
one.
Just go to sleep, and that's it. No, we when we fall asleep, we fall asleep with a listening ear. We're watching.
Right.
And we're watching with the sound. Amen. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean you got your natural eye open as a watchman. You're watching in the spirit.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You're watching in the spirit. Come on, somebody. That's right. And as intercessors, that's what we do. Prayer warriors. We pray. Mm-hmm. We watch and we pray. And we have an ear to hear. Amen.
Amen.
We have that spiritual ear. We have that spiritual eye. Amen. Amen. Even now, there are people that are listening even now, and they want to be enlightened about their gift. Amen. Mm-hmm. And the way that you have to be enlightened is you pray, seek his face. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Pray.
Mm-hmm.
Build that prayer relationship with Christ Jesus. Amen.
Right.
The thing that you're so desiring, there's someone in the sound of my voice, you're desiring to move and step out in the name of Jesus. And so the way you hear your assignment, you don't have to always wait for that man to give you, tell you you're at the starting gate, take off. You don't have to wait for the flag to go down and it's time for you to take off. What you have to do is you lay out before the Lord, in the name of Jesus, however it is that you get in your position with God, and then this is what you do. You say, Lord, I thank you. I am ready to answer the call. I am ready to do that which you have called me to do. There's someone in the sound of my voice right now that they want to be in the position of assisting. They want to be in the position mm-hmm. of assisting, if that makes mm-hmm. sense. And the Amen. Way you get in that position, you pray so that you can continue to be that anointed one that is assisting. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you are there mm-hmm. in the sound of my voice. And if you would like Amen. To call in, you're more than welcome to call in. If you'd like to write in and say that you can write us at Authority Grace, P.O. Box 753092, Las Vegas, Nevada 89136. And we can dialogue back and forth that way. You're more than welcome to call in the name of mm-hmm. Jesus. That person that is seeking God's counsel,
yeah.
amen, I pray yeah. in the name of Jesus for you
yeah.
to hear the answer yeah. in the mighty mm-hmm. name yeah. of Jesus, and lean
yeah.
not
yeah.
to that other portion. It's a part you're trying to lean to, hearing someone else's voice, but lean not to it. God is leading mm-hmm. you, guiding you, and directing you, and you don't need the validation of people, because you know you are that assistant. You are gifted to do that assisting position mm-hmm, that, mm-hmm. that you so desire. You are gifted in the mighty name mm. of Jesus. God has called you to be, as this assistant, you are very organized. Amen. Come on, somebody. You are very mm-hmm. organized, like mm-hmm. super organized.
Mm.
And you're watching this person move out, but they're not moving out in an organized way. But God would say to you today to step on out and be that assistant in the mighty name of Jesus.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah.
God.
Thank
God.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Lord
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And I hear the name Robin. Robin, come on. Thank you, Jesus. It's okay to step on out, Robin. Let God have his way in your life. And surrender all to him. And he is going to lead, guide, and direct you in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ooh. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And if you don't
yes.
think you are worthy, you are
yes.
worthy.
Yes. yes, yes, yes. You are
you
worthy
are word.
To do what God has called you to do, because
Stop
he's worthy
up. Stop
in you.
Up.
Amen. Ooh. The Holy Ghost Ooh. In you is worthy, and that's the reason why
yes.
you qualify. In the
that's
name
right.
of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, Lord.
Let
Ooh,
God
Lord.
Have his way.
Ooh,
let him have his way in
Bless
your life.
Your people, God.
In the
Bless
name
people,
of Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah.
Ooh,
Hallelujah.
Thank
you
Lord.
For tuning in to hear this word from God. Hallelujah. Your life will
thank
never
Lord.
Be the same again. Hallelujah. When you step out
Lord.
And be obedient. Be obedient.
Mm.
God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love
mm-hmm.
and a sound mind. Amen. The grace of God is sufficient for you. He's giving you grace
yes.
for this. He's giving you grace
yes.
for this. Amen.
Yes.
He's
mm-hmm.
giving you grace
yes,
for this.
Yes.
Let him have his
yeah,
way.
Right now. Right now. Not later, but right now, grace.
Yes.
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 Right
yes.
now. Right now. In
yes.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus hug it on that heart.
And say thank you. Take it and say thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Remember, he said greater things will we do in his name.
Yes.
In his name. Greater things will we do. Woo, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory,
thank
glory
you,
to your name.
Glory to you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Father God, in the name
we
of
love
Jesus.
You, Lord. You're worthy, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
God is good. God is good. He loves his people. Hallelujah. We are his. We are his. We belong to him. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He's holy and righteous. Amen. He's Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. He's Jehovah. He stands alone and needs no other. Amen. Come on, somebody. Glory to God.
Yes,
glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I want to say welcome. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to Dr. Black. Welcome, Joan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know you all are in the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. Praising, worshiping. Hallelujah. Praying. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Dr. Black, would you like to have words? Hallelujah. We just praying and believing God. Hallelujah. Yes. We're trusting him today.
Yes, such a pleasure to have you on Air BBS Radio. Thank you so much for the prophetic word that is going forward. It is very much needed. It is what people need to hear, people need to know. As you're being a prophet to the nations, a prophetess, a woman of God. So I like to say thank you so much for bringing that prophetic word. And may God bless Robin and everyone else that is listening in. I'm going to go on silent so that I'm not interfering with the spiritual flow. So thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
you.
Amen. Amen. Sister Joan, would you like to have words? Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm just give thanks for inviting me on the line tonight. I know I came in kind of late. I had other engagements. But I praise God. Thank you for just being obedient to the faith, speaking the word of God, speaking the truth. Grace and truth. It makes a difference.
Amen.
In the lives of people all over the world, because this is what we need right now. We need that prophetic word, that truth, and the grace that's going out, being dispersed all over the world so people can know that it is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's all about him. It's all about Jesus. He loves them. He wants their lives to, he wants that abundant life that he came, that he gave us to be manifested in their lives. So praise God for this, for you and for your obedience to the faith to step out in this ministry on radio.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I do thank the Lord for a spirit of obedience. Amen. I thank the Lord for whose I am and who I am in him. Amen. Because truly I am called by him. Amen.
Yes.
From my mother's womb. Amen.
Yes.
And you know, when you know that God have called you, and it's not easy. It's not easy to do, to be obedient. I'm just going to tell it like it is. It's not easy to be obedient to what God have called you to do. You know why I say that? Because you're going against the grain of nature, first of all. That's number one. Okay?
Amen.
And then number two is when it was time to step out the first time, you get a lot of ridicule. You get a lot of, you're not supposed to be doing that. You're a woman, or, you know, those type of things. But at the end of the day, To know me is to love me, and to know me is to know that I'm going to be obedient to what God said, not to what man said.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
That's who I am in Christ Jesus, because that's who carries me. Come on, somebody. That's who carries me.
Amen.
God is moving by his mighty power. He's moving in such a mighty way today.
Yes.
This has been a mighty, mighty, amazing week, I will say. And there are people that are listening, and we may not never hear from them, but again, Authority Grace is at P.O. Box 753092, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. And you're more than welcome to talk to me and let me know what God is doing in your life. Amen. He's moving.
Yes.
He's moving. He is moving so mightily in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
There's someone there that is a believing God. Hallelujah. For your children. It's a young girl. You're believing God. Hallelujah. For your little girl. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And it's a single parent. But I want you to know that you're winning. You're winning. God hears your cry in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He hears your cry. God is answering you even now in the name of Jesus. He's sending the help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And think it not strange. I want you to think it not strange when people begin to give to you. I see them stretching it out from the right hand, the left. If you were standing in the middle and that right hand came to you, the left hand came to you. It's someone coming forward bringing things. Just receive it because it's coming from God. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hey, glory to God.
Just let him have his way in your life. And you and your little girl will want for nothing.
Thank
you'll want for nothing. Trust God. Trust God.
Thank you,
trust and obey. Ha, ha. Oh, Rabbi. I hear the Holy Ghost say, trust and obey.
Thank you, Lord.
The voice of the Lord.
Glory to God. Glory
Thank
to God.
You, Jesus. He's in your temple. Ha, ha. Oh, glory to God. He's in
your temple.
Lord. Come on, somebody.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
He's
you, Lord.
In your temple.
Thank
in the
you,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. And he dwells there richly. Glory to God. You just let him have his way. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
We condemn it in the name of Jesus. Thus said the Lord.
Because
this is his righteousness. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Righteousness of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to you, Lord. The Spirit of the living God fall fresh upon us even now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he is Lord. Holy and righteous. Amen. Thank you, Lord. There's none like him. Come on, somebody. There's none like him. You can go look for him at the bar. You can go look for him in the food court. You can go look for him and think he's in that refrigerator. But let me tell you something. And I said refrigerator because some of us eat to satisfy some stuff. Amen. But I want to let you know that he is Lord. Hallelujah. In your life. You don't have to go look for him in the bottle. You don't have to go look for him in that smoke. Amen. In those dreads. You don't have to go look for him there. Come on, somebody. He said he will deliver you from yourself. Come on, somebody. He will deliver you from yourself. All you have to do is surrender all to him. surrender all to him, even now. Lord, we just thank you, and we praise you for those that are in the sound of my voice, Father God, and the voice of my prayer warriors in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you, Father God. Hallelujah. That those that are in need of you, Father God, that they will raise their hands wherever they are right now and say, Lord, I surrender all to you, Father God. Hallelujah. I've been everywhere, Lord, and I didn't find happiness. But happiness is in you, Lord. That's what they're saying. Yeah. They're saying, happiness is in you, Lord. And I receive you now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And know that there's nothing missing and nothing broken when you accept him. And when you receive him into your life, stand firm on God's word. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus. His grace is sufficient for you. Amen. And we know that word sufficient means it won't run out. Amen. Yeah. It's never empty. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to
God. He is our healer.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Someone's crying out for healing.
Yes, he's a healer.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
He's a healer.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father God, for your healing virtue. Hallelujah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever.
Oh, no depression, no anxiety. In the name of Jesus.
Glory to God.
In the name of Jesus.
We praise your holy name.
Be set free. For you are free.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Praise. Mm. P.O. Box 753092. Las Vegas, Nevada. 89136.
Yes.
89136. Las Vegas, Nevada.
That bottom face.
Authority grace. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And we thank you for tuning in.
Yes. Oof.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
may I inject an encouraging word?
Yes, yes. Let him have his way.
Thank you.
We have
thank
2 minutes. Come on.
Okay, amen. You know, I just want to encourage those that think that God is not listening to them and God is mad with them. He is not mad with you. Through Jesus Christ, he has made everything available for you. Like Prophet Demetrius said, it is by grace that we're saved. Everything that you need, he has already made it available. All you have to do is receive it.
Yes.
Is it peace? He's made it available. Healing? He's made it already available. Just receive it.
Yes.
It's just that easy. He's not hard. He is easy. He said, come unto him, all who labor and that are heavy laden. He will give you rest.
Yes.
Just receive it.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good word.
Amen.
Good word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Just receive it because Hallelujah. He has made it available for you. Again, this is Prophetess Demetria at Authority Grace. We love you. We look forward to hearing from you at Authority Grace. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We do have an upcoming website. It's almost finished. It's under construction, but it's authoritygrace.org. info@authoritygrace.org. We love you. We thank you so much for tuning in. And we hope that this has encouraged someone today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Bye for now.
Tune in to Authority Grace with Prophetess Demetria every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS Radio, Station 1.